trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
Welcome, guys. This is the Finish Line with Randy and Ashley. New show here on KRDO, News Talk Radio. How you doing, Ash?
Great. How are you doing, Randy?
You know, it's Tuesday, Wednesday. What day of the week is it? It was a short week last week.
It's Tuesday. I know. Three-day weekend's kind of thrown me off a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah? But cool, man. What'd you do this weekend? Anything?
I went camping for the first time this season.
Sweet. Where'd you guys go?
Salida.
Okay.
Can't beat that. Beautiful.
No, actually great. Yeah, we were down at the Balloon Festival, but that was kind of the weather up and down, so hit and miss on that.
Regardless, three-day weekend, I haven't had that since I can't remember when, so.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Since we're new, why don't we kind of introduce ourselves, let the listeners know who we are, you know, and what we're about. So I guess I'll start with myself.
Yes, tell me a little about yourself, Randy. Oh.
Well, I picked up In-N-Out Auto Salon, so I'm a shop owner, a local shop owner here in town. Acquired it about 2 years ago. And, so that's the shop aspect of it. Myself, I moved to Colorado Springs probably about 5 years ago. And it's just me, my wife, and my lucky dog, Cat. And that's it. You know, we're local residents here and shop owners.
So is your lucky dog named Cat, or you have a lucky dog and a lucky cat?
A little bit of both.
Just clarifying.
No, my dog's Aussie. Anyone that comes to the shop knows he's a great shop dog.
He's a great shop dog, yes.
Great customers. I have a dog named Aussie, a cat, and my lovely wife of 15 years.
God bless her.
So, yes. You'll soon find out. What about you, Ash? Where are you from? Who you marry? Are you married?
I am married. Been married for 15 years now. I also just moved to Colorado Springs 5 years ago.
Sweet.
I am the general manager of a full restaurant and bar downtown Colorado Springs called Johnny Martin's Car Central. And today is our first day that we have opened officially to the public.
Oh, yeah?
Before that, we have been a members-based only club, but
so you guys have like a little, was it like an exclusive, like you got to show the secret squirrel sign?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The knock on the back door.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yes, we have been a members based only club for almost 5 years, not quite. And today we have officially just opened to the public so everybody can come in and enjoy the space. And
so what kind of food? I've been there, but tell people if it's open to the public and since they are open now for the secret squirrel handshake. What kind of food do you guys got?
Yes. Let's see. I would say upscale diner, awesome burgers, high-end sandwiches, salads, soups. Everything's made in-house.
I met that. Yeah, your chef's on point. I like that guy a lot.
Chef's great. Yes, I love Chef Eric Kirby. He has done wonders for the place. So yeah. The food's amazing. We do have 3 pool tables in the back garage.
Might I add, that is sweet when you're on a quick lunch break to blow some steam.
Love it. Grab a Reuben sandwich, have a beer, play some pool. We're looking to maybe get some shuffleboard tables back there. We have the live racing simulators.
I was going to say, tell me about, that is like the biggest, anytime I take anybody back when it was like this secret place, you know, you guys can all come out now and check it out. But that probably is the game winner on anybody that I know that bring in there. Their eyes are like kids on Christmas, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, the racing simulators are pretty cool. So I can't quote the number of tracks and cars, but basically every racetrack within the United States, any car you could possibly want to test drive, it's to the T specific. You can change the weather, the lighting.
And those things have shocks, don't they?
So, they shock, they move.
You're in a roller coaster.
I know. You'd think I'd be better at driving them, but honestly, they make me a little nauseous personally, but they are pretty cool. So definitely worth coming out and checking out the live racing simulators.
Awesome. And then don't you guys have some sort of deal that you got going on every month where people can just pay like certain amount and then grub like no other?
Yeah, so we're looking at introducing a lot of new things as well. But right now what we do monthly, the second Tuesday of every month, we do a cooking class, which is a interactive cooking. You learn, you get recipes, you participate, you eat. Chef usually does like a 5-course spread. $25. Anybody who wants to come, we usually pair it with a cocktail of some sort. So that's the second Tuesday of every month called our cooking class. And then the last Friday of every month, we have our checkered flag, which is live music. We have a different band every month.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, and there. We do a full-on buffet with a carving station, and it's just a great way to come hang out and dance and eat good grub and just enjoy live music in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, which, you know, there's a lot to offer here in Colorado Springs, so very, very happy that you're on board with us here at the Finish Line. You got a favorite car?
Do I have a favorite car?
I mean, we're a car, we are kind of a car-themed show.
That's what I'm saying. Do I have to get specific?
I mean, new school, old school, just give me, you know, throw me something that
I mean, I rotate cars out every month,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, like shoes for you, I get
they
it.
Are,
you
know what I mean? They are like shoes. It's part of the job. It's a lot of fun, but I would have to say at this moment, maybe the 1955 Chevy Bel Air 2-door sedan.
Okay.
Custom made.
Very
nice.
Would
be one of my tops.
Okay.
I
happen to be a Ford guy, so I'm down with the Fairline. I like a nice Fairline or a nice old Mustang, but anyways.
Teach their own.
Right? Let's go ahead and let's discuss a little bit on how we're going to break this show down. We're going to talk a lot this week. We're going to talk a little bit about hail. Only because it's a hot topic right now. The Springs has been rocked.
It's been one hail of a summer.
That's, dude, to say the least, right?
Right.
And this place has been rocked like worse in 23 years. So anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about that in our next segment. When we come back, we're going to break down, you know, the best, you know, basically how it all flows. You know, the process, what happens when it hails. You know, who do you call? What's the steps? What's the process? We're going to go into a little bit of finding a good shop if it's a good fit for you. I mean, we do have a lot in store, so we want to make sure that we cover as many bases as possible. So you guys just stay tuned on that. We do have some fun facts, car things coming up. There's a Bugatti, believe it or not, that's made out of Legos that we'll get into a little bit later. We're going to talk about, you know, basically things to do here in Colorado Springs. All things auto. We want to make sure that you guys are well aware of, you know, upcoming shows, cars, events. And, you know, we're going to have a Facebook page. We want to make sure we get that out for you guys. We want to make sure you can interact with us. So a lot of stuff in store for you. I mean, it's our first show, so we hope that everybody here kind of sticks with us, shares with their friends, puts it on their Facebook wall. We're having Instagram going. What do you think, Ash? You like the way this site unfold or what?
I think so. I think it's going to be very interesting and entertaining. So,
hey, real quick,
stay tuned.
Real quick, you guys have cars, right? Don't you feature like cars in the inside of your shop? And
yeah, inside, I rotate them out every month, like that, shoes, like you just
shoes.
Said.
No, poor persons. But wait a minute, real quick before we leave, didn't they just win a Super Bowl? Didn't Mr. Martin, Johnny Martin, or Perry?
Oh, we sure did, but maybe we'll talk about that in the next segment.
Okay.
All right. Time for a break.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back here shortly. It's Randy and Ashley on the Finish Line. Welcome back to the Finish Line, guys. It's Randy Martinez here with Ashley Ginto. It's our first show, so we don't have any guests for you, just us. We're going to bring a lot back to you. I think in our last segment, Ashley, we were talking about you guys just had a car in a Super Bowl of car shows, right?
Super Bowl of car shows, yeah. So the Detroit Autorama is, yeah, essentially that's the best way to describe it, the Super Bowl of car shows. So
is that in Detroit?
It is in Detroit, shockingly. Yeah, so it's the best of the best.
The Mecca, right?
All compete. So this year for 2018, Johnny Martin himself custom built a 1957 hardtop Chevy. Silver interiors was sick. We were fortunate enough to display it in the club.
Did you guys have
last month?
That thing like padded up with bubble wrap, right? That thing was kind of, you couldn't get within 17 feet.
Yeah,
of that
we did rope it off quite a bit.
I think I was looking at it too long and you came out and said, take your dirty eyes off of the car now.
Look. Right? Yes. It's pretty sexy, I'm not going to lie. And it was really cool to be able to have Johnny's custom built car. In the club, it's a prestigious award, and it's won every single car show
Sweet.
Throughout the United States so far this year. And they're getting ready to take it up to Canada, and it will not be back in Colorado Springs till after June of 2019, sometime. So,
wow, that's like hail season.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
It is hail season.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hail season, you know, we were going to, in this segment, get down to the nitty gritty on what all is entailed when it hails, you know. This is a very unique year. It's not like a year that I've ever seen in my experience of being in hail. You being here only 5 years, I'm sure the same with you.
Yeah, pretty nasty. So, Randy, what is the process? What do you do? I mean, I was just on vacation out of the country in Canada with my family when I got a phone call that my house and my husband's truck actually got totaled.
Yeah.
So what is the process?
Well, originally, it changes. It seems every year they want to do it differently, but essentially it breaks down to you got to call your insurance company. You got to file the claim, right? First,
sure. Yep.
First step is first. Get that thing looked at. You know, different insurance companies are going to have different procedures, but it all stems with having an adjuster look at your vehicle. So you call your insurance company. They might have you go to a catastrophe tent. I'm sure this year they had them everywhere.
Oh, but, I saw them everywhere, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you've been to Home Depot, Lowe's, or something, but these guys have got tents like the technicians that are from out of state. I mean, they're setting up everywhere. It almost looks like it's a circus with all the tents we got going up. So, yeah, you go get it looked at. The adjusters will give an evaluation. They'll look at it underneath some paintless dent repair, also known as PDR lights, which kind of will make all the small dents stand out. You might not be able to see. You know, if your vehicle's outside, the sun's going to cast a reflection. You're going to get a bad light. You're not going to be able to see it, right? So go get it looked at through your insurance company. They're more than likely going to tell you that whatever shop you take it to is going to ask for a supplement, right? So all a supplement is, hey, we're doing an initial quick evaluation. We want to get as many vehicles looked at, get them out on the road, get them into a shop. Any replicable shop is going to look it over and do another evaluation and just confirm to make sure that that estimate is, you know, legit. Not saying that they don't know or anything like that. You never know. You know, just like I said, the sun is going to play a good factor in whether they can see all those. So you want to take it inside, get some lights on it, get that estimate. Then you got to get down to picking a shop. Now, typically, hail that I've seen, at least here in Colorado, has not been as significant or as impactful as this past year. So you used to be able to just take it into a PDR shop and have it pushed out. This year, you got roofs being chopped off. I mean, gosh, have you seen any of those cars from Fountain?
Oh, yeah. Oh, everywhere.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first couple weeks of this storm, we were just out covering glass, trying to protect people's interiors from water damage. So glass companies are backlogged. Body shops are also backlogged. I mean, we've got, like I said, a catastrophic 23-year worst storm ever. So this is going to be a little bit of a different year, but finding a body shop that's replicable, that's very important. We'll get into that in segment three. But you're going to, you know, book your appointment, get into a replicable shop. They're going to write up a supplement more than likely to make sure that everything that was impacted on your vehicle is going to get fixed. Then it's basically a waiting game.
So now would you recommend getting multiple estimates, or how can you differentiate between like maybe a good body shop or a bad body shop? Or
it's kind of crazy because same with every cat has his day.
Nothing there's, like that stands out for, you know, somebody like me. Thankfully, I can take my car to In-N-Out.
Sure.
Which I have before. I've had my windshield repaired there. And I recommend it.
I'd say first rule of thumb, stay out of dirt parking lots. If they don't have a brick and mortar, that's not saying they're not good. I'm sure there's plenty of good guys out there, right? But for me, if I wasn't in the industry, I'd want to know where I could take a car back to, should there be any problems, right? There's a lot of really good technicians, and I'm not saying anyone is bad, but you want to make sure that you have a brick and mortar should anything come up, because anything can happen at any shop on any given day. So secure a good facility that's got a good reputation, that essentially has been in business, with a local phone number. You know what cracks me up? I got a side note real quick.
hit us.
It's cool. It's got like, it's when you see an out of state number and then they say locally owned and operated.
Okay.
I digress. But that stick with a 719 number, you know, at least talk to a friend. You know, another good thing, Better Business Bureau, because there's a lot of scams. I remember, like, I don't know, Better Business Bureau, check the referrals, check their online presence. That's how I would go about like determining, you know, even if it's not my shop, there's a handful or more of great shops, good technicians in the community that are going to be there to help you. Just stick to the guidelines, brick and mortar, local number, check the reviews, Better Business Bureau.
And maybe get a few estimates, because you'll know if one oddball guy is trying to...
That is a good thing, too, going out and getting estimates. Since we've already figured out kind of the process, what to do, picking a shop, you know, the average, I want to say like almost the average cars, at least the ones coming through my shop right now, are ranging anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. You know, now in the 5 years I've lived here, we've been able to turn cars in less than 2 weeks, right? So bring it in on a Monday, we can possibly have it back a Monday from there. But with the extent and the amount of the damage that is done to these vehicles, it's not uncommon, guys, for your cars to be in there 4 to 6 weeks. You know, if you're getting your roof chopped off, a new deck lid or your trunk, aka deck lid, new hood, you're talking major surgery for your car. Okay, this isn't, you know, let's just take it in and pop a few dents out and you get your car back in a couple days. I mean, if you got cracked paint, come on, it's got to get to a paint booth. So you got to think of all the body shops that they have in Colorado Springs and surrounding areas, because I know Pueblo, they're overwhelmed with our work. The very beginning of the storm, Denver was getting overflow, but then they got hit.
Yeah.
And it's
just backed up. It's been terrible.
It sucks. Yeah, it totally does. But you got to expect, guys, if your car is in the $5,000 to $10,000 range, it's not going to be a two-week job. So keep that in mind, too. You know, when these shops are over-promising, overselling, that's not normal, you know, because any real shop's going to break it down and be, you know, like we do at our shop. Look, could take about 6 weeks. Oh, man, 6 weeks. Look, if we get it done in 4 weeks, don't we look good? Right?
You don't have someone absolutely
under-promise, and then you're like, what's going on, right? So be wary of the guys that say they can have it done in a couple weeks. Think about that for a second. Rental cars. I know I'm all over the place. Rental cars.
Oh, yeah. There are just none. I know. We tried to get one,
So don't think that you're the only one out there that cannot get a rental car. This is standard across the board. Yeah. The whole front, Colorado, we're out. We're out of rental cars. You just can't get them in Colorado. I'm sorry. Too much going on in the Front Range.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What about your house, Ashley? Did you guys' house get hit, too?
Yeah, our house got hit, and the car got totaled, and yeah, it was fun to come back from vacation with all that.
What did you guys do with your totaled vehicle? Did your adjuster and everything go over that with you?
Yeah, not with me personally, with the husband, but, you know, we did call the insurance. We did take it to one of those pop-up tent shops.
Wait, whoa. You what?
For the insurance.
Oh, okay.
Like to get
Home
it.
Depot.
Right, but, exactly. Okay. Like wherever.
I was about to reach across the table and smack you.
No, and then I sent him your information and said, get a hold of Randy.
Yeah.
So I know it's been busy. We haven't gotten the car in to get the windshield fixed yet. Fortunately, we didn't have, no water damage or anything for our vehicle, but it's definitely been a doozy. I mean, we're still waiting on getting the house fixed. And
now, was this your first, storm going through?
No. The first year I moved here, I had about $5,000 worth of damage, hail damage to my car. And I was parked right downtown in front of the beauty bar.
Mm. How long
it was the most expensive pedicure I've ever had.
Well, did you come? Did you come out of pocket? Or was that an insurance claim?
Insurance claim for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long did that one take when you had yours?
That one wasn't too bad. I took it in. They ordered the parts that they needed, the hood and all that, and then they called me when it was actually in, and it maybe took
a couple weeks.
It took about a week. But it was not a hail season like
this year
I have ever seen. Yeah.
You know, they gave me a new barbecue. Like, I mean, my house got rocked too. But I got a new barbecue out of it. I was really.
So when are we coming over for burgers and beers?
Summer is almost over. So, we're going to watch the leaves turn. We should do that soon. We want to make sure as we bring this one to an end that our friends over at Mike Shaw. We just want to make sure that our friends over at Mike Shaw GMC Buick get recognition for chipping in on helping us fund this nice little project we have going on. Make sure you guys stop down there at Motor City. Talk to Leet. He is a new car manager, and he will get you into a brand new GMC or Buick.
Once again, you're listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio. 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to The Finish Line, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Mike Shaw Auto Group. My name is Ashley Jinto from Johnny Martin's Car Central.
And I'm Randy Martinez with In-N-Out Auto Salon.
So just a quick note for you listeners, The Finish Line is available live online and via KRDO News Radio's mobile apps for iPhone and Android at krdo.com. If you missed us or want to listen on demand and download past editions of the show, go to krdonewsradio.podbean.com and select The Finish Line on the left side of the page.
Is that like a coffee bean? Is that what that is? Pod bean? B-E-A-N?
Pod bean, like podcast. No.
Bean. No, is it bean?
Bean.
B-E-A-N.
Bean, yes.
Like beans
B-E-A-N,
and rice.
B-E-A-N, like
pod
beans and rice.
Bean.
Pod bean.
Okay.
With an N, not an M.
Okay, cool. Pod bean. Okay,
pod bean.
Just wanted to make sure because I'm kind of, I want to listen to myself later. So I want to know where to find that. You know what I mean? I got mom and aunts and uncles. Like, hey, check me out. I'm on the radio, Mom.
Absolutely.
So where are we at, Ash?
Hi, Mom.
Can you see me now, right?
Let's see. I believe we were kind of discussing a few different things on break, and I know that Randy has a funny story to share with us. But more importantly, before we get to that story, tell us a little bit about hail fraud. Is there a thing, and does it happen, and what does that look like?
It looks pretty ugly if you get caught. It really does. Fortunately for us over at In-N-Out, we do things by the book, so I wouldn't be able to help you out as far as what happens with shops. I know that shops can be blacklisted. I know there's certain things that we won't do, regardless of what you might think benefit you and help you out. I was kind of sharing with you this. We had this customer recently that had come in and, they were upside down on their note. They wanted to, they wanted the total of the car out, quite honestly, and we've just been so busy. It wasn't anything that I was able to catch on intake. So, we took the car in, we washed it off. We have a procedure that we do. We take photos in case you come back saying we scratched or something like that. It's just to cover our butt. So we wash the car off, we take photos, a couple days go by, we write the supplement because that is, remember in segment two, we're talking about processes and procedures and stuff like that. So, we don't look at your original estimate, we go back and we write it up from the beginning. So here we are writing this lady's car up, and the numbers were just not even close from the original estimate that the their insurance company wrote. And it could happen. You never know. So we submit it like it's nothing. Hey, come on out. Let's go over this vehicle. We want to look at it. So the adjuster comes out, looks at it, and kind of looks at me, and it's starting to click because, you know, hail as a natural disaster, there's no real actual pattern. It doesn't line up, like connect the dots. Like, okay, here's a little Orion's belt. You don't just take a pen, you know, go through. It's not, what's that? What is it with your kids, those light brights, right?
Oh, yeah.
Light night, light bright, what is it?
Yeah, that light bright.
Light bright. So that's what this car looked like. So, I mean, it almost looked like, you know, there's a line, and it's a straight line, same size, and, you know, it clicks on me right then and there that this isn't normal. So Juster looks at me, gives me a wink. Not like that kind of wink, but...
Are you sure?
I mean, I don't know. But so I'm like, okay. I tell the customer to go inside. I go back out, talk to the adjuster. He's like, hey, man, this just doesn't look right, you know? I start looking at it, and I go, you know, I've only seen it one or two other times, you know, in all my experience, and he's absolutely right. Dead center of all these little dents is a hook, like, you know, like with a hammer, like a ball-peen hammer, but and they were all the same size. Well, the customer pulls me aside and's like, hey, you know, I'm upside down, I'm backwards on my payment, I need to get this thing totaled, you know, help me out here. And I go, well, you know, we're a legitimate shop. There's only so much I could do if, you know, I'm not... It looks like a duck. It walks like a duck. It's got to be a duck.
Got to be a duck.
So nonetheless, they had already totaled her car, which was good news for her until she took a hand. Well, until mysteriously dents appeared that were not, let's just say they were manufactured. So she had a total car. Gap insurance would have covered everything minus any fraud.
Wait, so now these dents, can you tell, obviously they're in kind of like a line or a formation, which is... Number one, kind of not
telltale.
Natural.
Yeah.
But with that, I mean, I've never seen hail damage that actually, like, do you see hail damage that takes paint off the car? Because all the hail damage I've ever seen between my vehicles, like...
We're small and...
Well, they not necessarily small, but still it never really took the paint with it. Now, would that kind of be a sign as well?
You know, it's kind of...
That's just a curiosity question for myself.
When you stare at it for as long as you know, our technicians stare at it or look at it, you're going to be able to tell a difference. Because hail has different sizes. It's coming at different speeds. It's going to hit different areas. One thing that was a telltale for me was it was like in a straight line. If you drew a ruler from the 1 to 12 all the way across, you see like every 4 inches, the same depth, same size. That is not normal.
Seems like this person did a lot of work to make it very, very accurate.
Let me tell you what this person did.
Every 4 inches.
So they needed the car to total. It was totaled before they went back with a hammer and manufactured dents. So what ended up happening was the adjuster called his supervisor, who was like an investigator, and all three of us went out as professionals without the customer to look at them. And notice in the center of all these dents was a little hook. So from our findings, you know, Nancy Drew kind of, everyone's detective, right? We're trying to figure it out. So in the center of the hook, there's a little hook. So whatever made these dents, in our opinion, was right-handed because it went down with an outside left hook, at least in our non-detective, you know.
Makes sense.
Assumption, but yeah, whatever. So anyways, what ended up happening is they untotaled the car.
Oh.
Which, that was their original goal. So now this person has a hail damaged car. The money that they're going to give to fix it is not enough for the damages. Now it's not totaled, so gap doesn't kick in, so there's still $6,000 buried, and they have a hail damaged car. And I told them, I'm sorry, there's just not enough meat on the bone. We're not going to do the job. More than likely, unfortunately for this customer, they just play by the rules.
So moral of the story.
Play by the rules.
Do it right.
It's like, which kind of, I love when things segue so perfectly, but folks, when you get your check, it's not an IRS tax return. It is not a tax return. Let me tell you what happens if you do not fix your vehicle. This is important. If you get a check, you don't fix your vehicle. Say the front end of your vehicle. Say your whole car got hit. You see that check. Woohoo! It's June 13th. I got me
vacation.
I'm going to Vegas, baby. So we're not going to fix the car, sweetheart. We're just going to Vegas. I got $6,000. Daddy's living large. They take off. They go to Vegas.
Put it all on black if you do that.
Well, watch the tower. I made that mistake once. We had a five-day vacation, lost everything in 10 minutes. At least our gambling money.
I've seen it happen.
And aren't you from Vegas?
Yeah, I lived there 14 years.
Jeez Louise.
I've seen it all.
And you got out of that trap?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you live here?
I did.
Fantastic. Well, we're happy. First of all, we're happy you're here.
Thank you.
So anyways, you don't fix your car. You got hail dents everywhere, all over your hood, right? Let's say you got it all over the trunk. Because I don't want this accident to be your fault, right? So you got hail damage on your trunk, your quarter panels. It's just smoked. Everything's... But you've already spent your money. You're like, woohoo, cash my check.
Lost it on Vegas.
Depending on who you go with. If you're going with me, you're going to lose. Maybe Ashley, after 14 years, has the secrets. Is there a secret spot? Like, sauce?
I have no insight.
You didn't gamble when you were there?
No. I have the worst luck. No.
All right. Well, don't go driving with you to Vegas. And I got
right,
it. Or
yes.
Me. So someone hits you on the, you know, say you're at a stoplight. Someone hits you. Bam. Got an accident. Insurance company comes out, right? They look at the back of your car. They notice that you have hail damage on there. Now, mind you, they've already paid you to fix your hail damage, but you didn't fix it. So when they come out and inspect your vehicle because, you know, some nincompoop hits you from the back, totals your rear end, guess what your insurance company's responsible for paying?
Everything minus that hail damage check that they already gave you.
Yeah, they're not going to fix the panel that they've already paid you to fix. So now you're paying what? You're paying, what's that top? Help me out. Full coverage insurance.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I have. Yeah, well, you know what
I mean. Lost me. Gotcha.
So you're paying full coverage insurance on a vehicle that's not even coverageable, if that's even a word. You know what I mean? Because it's not even fixed. So... Say you have a $10,000, we're just going to use round numbers here. You have a $10,000 vehicle. You had $5,000 worth of hail damage on it, right? You took that money, went to Vegas, played with Ashley, lost it all. You know, you come back broke. Your car still has hail on it. Then you get smacked in the back because some texter doesn't know how to drive. They got their phone in their hand. Your car is only worth $5,000. What do you want the insurance company to do?
Doesn't sound like a good place to be in.
I'll tell you what, though.
So play by the rules.
Goes back to that, right? Just play beef. I feel you play by the rules. But trying to figure out the system, guys, it's not that difficult. Your car gets hit. You pay insurance for a reason. It's to fix your car. It's not a tax return. I will tell you, if you've ever had your car totaled, talk to your insurance agent because they will also give you advice on not covering full coverage vehicle on a vehicle that's already been totaled. I'm not an insurance agent, so I'm not giving advice. I'm saying talk to your agent. They will point you in the right direction, but that's something to consider on the fact of if your car was totaled, check with them on the right coverage because you don't want to be over-covering yourself, but you want to make sure you have enough to cover your, you know, anything happens like that.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your shop specifically, In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. Well, we're at 2930 Janitel Road, right off of I-25 and Circle. Anyone that's been in the Springs any amount of time, I'm sure, has passed it. We're across from the World Broadmoor Arena, right next to Harrison High School on the frontage road. We do specialize in hail. We also do ceramic coatings, paint correction. You know those little micro scratches and squirrels in your car? Yeah, we get rid of all that. We do window tint, ceramics. Let me see. Clear bra, rim repair. Basically, anything aesthetically pleasing with your vehicle. You want it to look better, you bring it to us. We don't do mechanical. I mean, oil change, that's all I know how to do. Outside of that, I take it to my mechanic. I don't know anything like that.
That's good to know. At least you're honest.
Well,
you do what you do, and you do it well.
That's it. You know, another thing is know your limits. If it's something that's too big or it's not your, like, forte, it's not what you're good at, let people know. Don't try to fake the funk, man. You know, you don't want to be that guy, like, in the basket going, I can do everything, but really, you don't do anything, you know? So,
true story. You're listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and we will be right back.
rider is a real goer.
Welcome back to The Finish Line, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon. My name is Ashley Ginto from Johnny Martin's Car Central.
And I'm Randy Martinez with In-N-Out Auto Salon.
Tell us what's coming up in this next segment, Randy.
Well, we're in final segment four. We got some really cool people working with us. Before we go any further, Ashley, who we got on our deck right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. A huge, huge thank you for our sponsors, the 365 Grand Club Properties.
Whoop, whoop.
Mike Shaw Auto Group.
Ching.
Yes, we really appreciate their sponsorship.
We don't have sound effects yet, so work with I'm going to be over here. Ching.
Randy's our sound effect guy now, too. Perfect.
We got H&H, too. I think it's going to be creeping in on this. They're down at 85, 87. And let's not forget your nice little watering hole. What's that sandwich?
A little watering hole. I love it. Yes.
Don't tell anybody because that's my spot, right? What's that sandwich that you guys have that has like that cake all over it? That's like 17,000 calories.
Oh, the Croque Madame.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Heart attack.
It, but worth it.
Heart attack. Well, if you guys ever down at Johnny Martin's, go get that, the Croque Madame, and make sure you have like two or three friends to share with you because I'm not kidding you. What is that? 2,800 calories?
Something. It's a lot.
16,000.
Worth every calorie, though.
My goodness gracious. It is the most delicious thing on your menu, but I can only have it one time a year, which sucks. And the other time I was down there, this is pretty funny. Your chef put a fish on top of my salad. What's up with that?
You mean an anchovy?
Yeah, whatever. Fish. Anchovy. It's the same thing.
An anchovy on top of your Caesar?
The thing winked at me.
It's called flair. It's fine. It winked at you.
You know, my wife's...
Are you sure it wasn't chef winking at you?
Either way, I know my wife, she's Asian, right? She would have gobbled that fish up. Me, I like almost wanted to send it back. Like, man, it's not... little fishies on my salad.
Yes, come down and see us at Johnny Martin's anytime. We are open to the public as of today. So we are located at 1 South Nevada, Suite 110.
Isn't inside like a bank building?
It's inside the Central Bancorp Plaza. Yeah, so it's a little bit hard to find, but it is a hidden gem downtown for sure. Full restaurant, full bar.
Most definitely.
So come see us.
That place is solid. I got to give it to you. So this, our final segment here, we're going to be kind of wrapping everything up. We're going to do this thing called the Motivational Minute. And we're going to wrap up every week with the Motivational Minute. We want to look and reward people for, you know, any kind gestures with all the negativity and sad, savage, just bad life going on. We want to try to highlight somebody somewhere, preferably local, but it doesn't have to be. So stay tuned next week for our website or for our Facebook page where you can, you know, if you see anybody helping somebody else out or something like that, drop it in there. We want to try to highlight some good things going on in our community.
Spread the love, pay it forward.
That, you remember that song? Where is the love? I can't sing.
Oh, no. Now he's singing.
No.
Right, first back, sound effects and now singing.
There's a Bugatti. Let's get back to cars.
Yes,
there
I like cars.
There is a Bugatti. This thing, we talked about it earlier in the show. This thing is just insane. They figured out how to do a Bugatti. And I'm sure if you guys are familiar with these, look like a $1 million car. Legos. You have kids, right?
I do have kids.
You play? I'm sure you got your fair share of Legos laying around the house.
I don't have boys, but I'm not kidding. I played Legos as a child. So, and this is the first time hearing about this Bugatti. I hadn't heard about it before, but geez, what does it say? 1 million Lego elements?
There's over total? A million Legos. Could you imagine spending 13,000 hours?
Weighs 1,500 kilograms.
Well, come on, talking, you know, in English, you know, in the United States language, you mean like 3,000 pounds, 4,000 pounds? Anyways, it's 3,300 pounds. It does. It
339
has,
types of Lego.
I think the only thing that they have in there is like a gas pedal, a speedometer, rear spoiler, brakes. That's it. Everything else, I mean, for the most part, everything else is Lego. They used what are those solar panels?
Oh.
They did a really phenomenal job on it. In fact, when talking to one of the engineers, they were so impressed with the construction of it that from afar it's really hard to tell the difference between the two.
It's an actual life-size car and not a single drop of glue is used to assemble it.
But it won't.
Sorry,
it won't
I'm
go,
looking it up. As...
It won't go the 0 to 60 in like 2.3 seconds. So I mean, this thing is on solar. Okay, so it's got two batteries. It's all eco-friendly because, you know, we're worried about our environment. So it I think, rolls at a whopping speed of about 22 miles an hour. So fast speed is the top speed for it. So you're not winning.
Still a life-size car built out of Legos. Who cares? That's cool.
Now, I'm wondering, are they going to make it for production?
I just want to know if there's anybody out here who knows somebody I can get in contact who built this. I would love to bring it into Johnny Martin's and put it on display.
You know,
I'll just throw that out there.
As we grow, we might have somebody that can help us out.
Right? Some kind of connection?
Yeah, we're going to lay the foundation for it, you know? See if Kara will flip the bill and have a Bugatti put in Johnny Martin's. You never know. Stranger things have happened, right? That being said, we do want to roll back around and get into the motivational minute. So, a lot of negativity going on these days. Can't have one conversation without getting somebody else mad. It sucks. But the thing that brings everybody together is the fact that we're all human. That's where we all agree on one thing, right? We're born. Here we are. We got to share a planet. So whether you're out and about at your coffee shop or you're getting breakfast.
Or at Johnny Martin's.
Or if you're at Johnny Martin's. There's another way. Let me sidestep. I digress real quick. What are those fries that stink, but they taste so good? You guys have
truffle fries.
They stink.
They don't stink.
They are good though.
Ugh.
Okay. Anyways,
they
you guys
are
get
good.
Down there. Not to. I mean, I'm pushing you guys more than my own shop, but you got to get down there because it's all public, right? So you don't need
public.
A badge or anything.
No.
Truffle fries. I love it. Anyways, the motivational minute, guys. Probably about 15, 20 years ago, I was doing some reading and got to a story about a little boy. Let's call him Johnny. Johnny was dating a girl who happened to live on the other side of a farm. And he asked his dad, he said, "Dad, I want to go and I want to see Jill." We'll just name her Jill for all sakes and purposes, right? Dad said, "Not a problem. You want to go have dinner with Jill? It's 8 o'clock. You just have to have your chores done." Johnny's like, "Man, how am I going to..." You know, this Jill lived on the other side of town, right? So he could have walked all the way around the other side of town because he got done with his chores at like 6. It would have taken him about 2.5 hours. He would have been late to dinner. Now, you remember when you're a kid? It wasn't that long ago, right? You're like 24, 25. So when you were a kid.
This is why you're my friend.
When you're a kid, you wanted to impress the girl. You wanted to court, right? Is court is the word?
Yep.
You wanted a quarter. So you wanted to make sure you're on time. You'd introduce yourself nice to dad. "Hey, my name is... You know, my name's Johnny. I happen to live on the other side of town."
I hope guys still do that when my children start dating.
It's still around?
I hope so.
It sure is. So listen to this, though. Johnny had a choice. He could have walked all the way around this park, or this big prairie, if you will, but he would have been 30 minutes late. Or Johnny could have cut through, because his chores took a little longer than it should. So he could have cut through this pasture. Well, if he cut through the pasture, he'd be there 15 minutes early, which, you know, is impressive to any father, right? Not 30 minutes late. So he made a decision. He's going to cut through the pasture. Only problem about this pasture is there's this big bull, the hugest bull in the county. I don't even know the name. I think Devil was the name of this bull. I mean, this thing was fierce. The horns came up like 2.5 feet. I mean, everybody knew this to be the bull of the county. Johnny's like, "All right, I'm going to cut through the thing. All I got to worry about is the devil." "The devil, Bobby." So he's like walking through, and he sees the devil, the bull, right? And he sees that he's about 25% of the way there. Well, right at the moment he looked over, the bull caught eye of Johnny, and the bull started charging, and charging fast. Well, he couldn't double back. The bull had already got past, you know, to the point where him and doubling back wasn't going to work. He just started running. Only problem is the only thing in this pasture was a tree. So as he's running, the bull's gaining steam. And when I mean steam, he's right on his heel to where and the steam is coming up, and he can feel the ground rumble and the feet beneath him. Well, Johnny's running, and he says, "There's no way I'm going to make it to the other side." His only hope is this tree that's in front of him. Problem is, the lowest branch on that tree is about 25 feet in the air. Johnny didn't have a choice. He had that tree, and that's all he had. He couldn't make it to the other side. Bull, he can feel the steam from the nose coming up the back of his shin. Well, the bull took a swipe back, and as he went to go swipe for Johnny, Johnny jumped that branch. It was only 25 feet off the ground. It wasn't that far, right? 25 feet. And he missed the branch. Unfortunately. But the fortunate part is he caught it on the way down.
Oh.
See, so this motivational minute is enthusiasm, which I hope that we had enough of to carry you guys through our first show. We definitely want to see you back, but remember this, there's never such a thing as too much enthusiasm. If you give it 100% and you do your best every single time, you'll always overshoot, and you'll at least catch it on the way down. So just remember that when you guys are going through this week. You know, we look forward to hearing or you guys listening to us next week. We want to have our Facebook page up so you can start getting interaction with us. Ashley, what do you got?
That's it for this edition of The Finish Line. Again, my name is Ashley Gento with Johnny Martin's Car Central, here with Randy Martinez from In-N-Out Auto Glass. Just a reminder, The Finish Line is available live online and via KRDO News Radio's mobile apps for iPhone and Android at KRDO.com. If you missed us or want to listen on demand and download past editions of the show, go to KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com. and select The Finish Line on the left side of the page. Please join us next Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock right here on KRDO News Radio. Have a great week, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with your hosts, Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central and sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The Finish Line airs Wednesday nights at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com or on demand at KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com. The Finish Line, putting the style into your automotive life.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.